This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, our mock debate over puns firmly established that they are often the go-to weapon in the dad joke arsenal. To further drive home the point, we spoke with one of our favorite science experts, Joe Hansen. Joe is the host and writer behind PBS Digital Studios' It's Okay to Be Smart. And if you're a fan of his series or his Tumblr, you may also know that he is a serious pun aficionado. We asked Joe why dads tend to lean on the pun when it comes to making jokes and why he is so keen on them.
Maybe it's the toughest, coolest, most intelligent way that you can make a joke is a little turn of phrase. I mean, if Shakespeare did it, I guess it's good enough for me.
Still, a witty turn of phrase may not reduce you to fits of giggles, but a good joke or a comical situation might just get you to lean back and howl or snort or tear up or roll on the floor laughing. Because of moments like that, we associate humor as the source of laughter, but laughter may have less to do with the joke and be more about connecting with others. Joe Hansen recently tackled the science of laughter on It's Okay to Be Smart. And Joe, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me back.
We have all heard people laugh. We've all experienced it ourselves. How do you describe the sound, though?
It's like a weird form of breathing. I think of it kind of like a bagpipe squeezing our breath out. You know, it's not like the ha 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 that we write out in comics at all. It's a really weird thing the more you think about it. Lots of human behaviors like that.
And it's not just humans who laugh.
No, we've seen, we gotta be a little careful when we say we see laughter type behaviors in animals, but I just saw it in my two dogs this morning. They were rolling around on the floor and making this sort of breathy sound as a kind of a signal to let each other know, hey, we're wrestling, we're playing, but I don't mean you any harm. So yeah, we see this laughter type behavior and things like rats, other apes like chimps. It's pretty widespread.
When humans laugh, what is going on with them physically, mentally, emotionally?
Well, there's still a lot of mysteries when it comes to laughter. I mean, you imagine trying to write that funding. I'd like to study laughter. Give me a bunch of money to do that. But there are some people doing it. A lot of psychology involved here. And what's weird about laughter is not really what we're laughing. You know, we kind of think that we're laughing about jokes and humor and stand-up comedy and things like this. But it's about what we're not laughing about happens to be humor and jokes. It turns out that only about 1 out of 5 times that we laugh in social settings is in response to humor.
So why are we laughing otherwise? I mean, it's not like people are tickling us at cocktail parties.
Well, I hope not. That's a kind of a funny cocktail party. It turns out that we use laughter to communicate kind of social connections and to disarm the people that we're talking with. Say that you tell a joke to a friend of yours, you're actually much more likely to laugh being the one telling the joke than the person in response. That might also mean we're not that good at telling jokes, but we're also maybe 30 times more likely to laugh if there's other people around. It just seems to be this social bonding behavior among humans to kind of get some underlying signal out for comfort with those around us.
You talk about this in your video, and I remember seeing some studies about this, that fake laughter actually does not fool the brain. Tell us about that research.
Well, it shows us that laughter is this ancient behavior among humans that we've been doing for so long that we somehow are really keyed in to be able to pick up on fake laughter versus real laughter. Now, children are a little bit worse at this, which is why, like, the big purple dinosaur, Barney, they can't seem to tell that he's faking it. But we are able to pick up on tiny cues, and we're just starting to realize what those are. It might be little differences in the way that the air comes out. It might be tiny facial expression differences. There's a famous way to figure out if somebody is smiling for real, and that's if they engage one particular muscle in their face. It's called a Duchenne smile. They engage the zygomatic major muscle, and then you just can't fake that kind of smile.
That is fascinating. Well, let's hear you in your video. One is a fake laugh, the other is a real laugh. So, Joe, which is the fake laugh, which is the real laugh? I'm going to guess A is the faker.
Well, I think you're correct. That's right. I mean, I'm a pretty good fake laugher. I mean, I've been practicing for a long time. I wanted to make this tough, but you are correct. A is a fake laugh.
I couldn't really put my finger on exactly what it is. Maybe that's the breath of air or the kind of, I don't know, there is something that is enforced about it. But it's so interesting that children can't tell that same thing because, I'm just riffing here, but evolutionarily, maybe that was a way that we connect with children. We could make them laugh easily by pretending to laugh.
You know, that's a great theory. And it speaks to this behavior of laughter being like so many behaviors that we do, a little bit learned and a little bit innate. So, you know, there's something inside of us that gives us some clues, but we need a bit of practice throughout our life to kind of fine tune that sense of what's real and what's fake.
Well, have you heard of laughter yoga?
I haven't.
Well, there are these proponents of something called laughter yoga, and it may have started in India. I don't know. It sounds very California or something like that to me. But so they actually just sit and laugh, and I've watched videos of them, a bunch of people laughing together, and maybe it starts as fake but then becomes real. Is that the sort of, I don't know, social aspect at work, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, imagine when you're watching a movie. If you're at home watching a funny movie, you know, you might laugh a few times, but we've all experienced that we're in a theater. We just seem to be laughing out loud more when there's other people around. It's just yet another example of the social angle to this. And honestly, if I was watching those people do yoga and laughing, I would probably laugh at or with them. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, there's something very joyful about watching people laugh. And you mentioned this, and I remember this being in a Radiolab episode, an actual case of contagious laughter. This was in the early 1960s, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, in what is now Tanzania, there was a boarding school, a girls' boarding school in 1962. Three girls start laughing, and it spread throughout the school, and then it spread to the village and affected, you know, hundreds of people. I think something like 95 different girls, and over 200 people ended up having these laughing fits for months. And honestly, we still don't know exactly why that happened.
Any theories?
Well, there's the idea of mass hysteria. There's a phenomenon called mass psychogenic illnesses, where just like ideas, you know, these strange behaviors can kind of spread throughout a culture or a society. It just shows how tightly bonded we are, for better or for worse.
There are a number of old truisms, you know, of course, a merry heart doth good like medicine kind of thing. What does laughter really do for us physiologically? Is it good for us?
Well, it's unclear if the act of laughing might release these positive kind of feedback loops in us, give us some good hormones and good neurotransmitters. But we know that we get that from social bonding in general. So if laughter is a piece of that, you know, we're releasing all those happy chemicals in our brains and bodies. This is just one ingredient in a happy life.
Well, Joe, thank you. You're just a yucca minute. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Joe Hansen, he's host and writer behind PBS Digital Studios' It's Okay to Be Smart. You'll find a link to watch the episode on laughter and all of the others at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.